Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. As you can tell, Dr. Paul is not with us today. He's still traveling. He will be back tomorrow. So I thought I would do just a quick little briefing on something that I had noticed in the news, something that originally caught my attention on Target Liberty, which is a very good website. It was a report from NBC News stating that President Trump is considering a serious change in his counterterrorism strategy, and that has to do with the use of drones. President Obama, in the latter half of his presidency, started to curtail particularly the CIA's drone program. It imposed some standards on the CIA that restricted its ability to use drone strikes in places like Afghanistan and Pakistan. And one of the restrictions placed on it was there had to be near certainty that no civilian casualties would take place as the result of the drone strikes. And so that saw a pretty significant reduction in CIA drone strikes. Early in the spring, when President Trump was coming into office, he made a special designation in Yemen particularly, but also in Syria, that allowed the lifting of some of these restrictions on sort of a temporary ad hoc basis for the CIA to begin using drones in those two theaters of conflict, I think he called them. Now it appears that as he's adjusting his counterterrorism strategy, he's looking to make these changes permanent, to lift the restrictions on the CIA's use of drones, really to make the CIA more of a combatant rather than just a military. So here are a couple of questions that I came up with when thinking about this. Were Obama's rules really that restrictive? If the goal was to reduce civilian casualties, civilians being killed by U.S. military and CIA airstrikes, was Obama really that restrictive? According to the website airwars.org, which is a very, very good resource, very objective resource on simply numbers of casualties, it tracks civilian deaths, among other things. From August 8th, 2014, to September 4th, 2017, between 5,343 and 8,223 civilians were killed by coalition airstrikes in Iraq and Syria alone. Now, there is difficulty coming up with the exact number, of course, but when you're talking about civilian casualties, you're talking about thousands of people, each of whom has family, relatives, loved ones who obviously are not too thrilled about the United States of America. So what Trump is planning to do, according to this NBC News report, is to defer more to the CIA in deciding when and where to use drones. This shouldn't be surprising to people that are following the emerging Trump doctrine. Trump has deferred to the U.S. military on virtually every aspect of the ongoing wars in the Middle East and elsewhere. So giving the CIA more leeway in deciding how to use its drones, of course, that comes with another problem that you don't necessarily have with the military, which is that the CIA does everything in secret. What little accountability there is in U.S. military strikes, there is that much less when you're dealing with CIA strikes. So the American public will simply never know what's being done in its name in places like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, etc. So Yemen is something that's come up a lot for the use of drones. And as I said, President Trump has used drone strikes in Yemen. But in Yemen and elsewhere, the question is, what are the U.S. foreign policy goals in these war? What is the U.S. doing in Yemen? The U.S. is backing up the Saudi invasion of Yemen, attack on Yemen that began in 2015, when part of the population of Yemen overthrew a government that had been put in place and put in a new government. The Saudis didn't like it. The Saudis wanted their puppet in power in Yemen. So they invaded Yemen to overturn this change. So the U.S. essentially is backing the Saudis. They claim that they're fighting al-Qaeda in Yemen, which is absolutely untrue because the Houthis, which is the group that overthrew the president in 2015, are also enemies of al-Qaeda. So the U.S. is fighting the enemies of Al-Qaeda in Yemen. The same is true elsewhere. Look at places like Syria, where we just learned in yesterday's program the U.S. is sending billions and billions of dollars worth of weapons to so-called moderates that turn out to be ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So what are we doing there? What is the policy? What is the objective for the U.S. foreign policy in these areas? You know, and when you really scratch below the surface, you see how empty it is. They're continuing wars to continue wars. The other issue with the use of drones, the increasing use of drones that we suspect may be coming from President Trump, is the issue of rules of engagement. And very controversially, the U.S. has used something called signature strikes to this point in determining what is a legitimate target. A signature strike means that any military-aged male who is on or near a battlefield, which essentially the earth is a battlefield according to U.S. doctrine, is a legitimate target. Quote, even if American officials didn't know who they were or if they were actively plotting against the United States, if you happen to be male and of military age in any of the countries the U.S. is concerned in over, you are a target. You are a legitimate target for U.S. drone attack, which raises the issue of is our drone program creating more terrorists than it's getting rid of, than it's killing? Is it creating more terrorism? Is it creating more incentives for terrorists to emerge from perhaps broken families that have suffered losses, from resentment seething beneath the surface? Imagine the terrorism that comes with having a drone flying overhead, not knowing whether you'll be taken out. So are we creating more terrorists than we are killing? According to a study done by The Intercept publication, there's a period in Afghanistan, a five-month period, where nearly 90% of the people killed by U.S. drone strikes were civilians. In other words, there were no reason to be killed. There was no reason to be engaged. They were going about their lives. There really is, when you talk about military experts, experts in policy, when they discuss the issue of drones, there's quite a bit on our side, which is we should not be using drones. General Stanley McChrystal, who was in charge of the surge in Afghanistan and who saw the battlefield in Afghanistan very closely, here's what he had to say about the use of drones. And I think it's very enlightening. What scares me about drone strikes is how they are perceived around the world. The resentment created by American use of unmanned strikes is much greater than the average American appreciates. They are hated on a visceral level, even by people who have never seen one or seen the effects of one. Let that sink in for a second. Back in 2015, former U.S. Air Force officer sent a letter to President Obama with their concerns over the drone program. And they were represented by Jesselyn Radek, who, by the way, was a speaker at our recent Ron Paul Institute conference and who was absolutely terrific. She represents whistleblowers, and she represented these four. And they argued in their letter to the president that the U.S. drone strikes fuel the feelings of hatred that ignited terrorism and groups like ISIS, while also serving as a fundamental recruitment tool similar to Guantanamo Bay. General Michael Flynn is also on record discussing the fact that the use of drones creates more terrorism than it solves. He said, when you drop a bomb from a drone, you're going to cause more damage than you're going to cause good. So why is it that President Trump is deciding to unleash the CIA's weapons of war in places like Afghanistan, perhaps Pakistan? That seems to be on the radar screen. Yemen. Why is it? It's because he has deferred to the generals. He has deferred to the CIA. He has deferred to the people around him increasingly who see war as the only option. But is he really making us safer? Is creating more terrorists overseas something that we want? We just saw attacks in London recently of a carried out by an Iraqi bitter at, no doubt, the foreign policy of the UK. It doesn't excuse the action, but are we creating terrorism by fighting terrorism? That is the question. The other issue, and I would encourage any of our viewers who have not seen it yet, and I've said this before, there's a fantastic film called National Bird. It also stars Jeshlyn Radek. And it's about the U.S. drone program. It's about the thousands of people, civilians, who were killed. And it's also particularly about drone operators, people who sit in offices in Nevada and New Mexico. And they make a decision based on a camera looking down at a group of people. They make a decision on whether these people will live to see another day or whether they'll be annihilated right then and there. And it's an awesome responsibility on an individual who doesn't know anything about the country, very, very little. And you see the people that are in National Bird, the people that are operating these drones, that are making decisions, are young people. A lot of them are, I would say, victims of the poverty draft, where the military really is the only option for them. They're not prepared for the situation that they find themselves in. They're not prepared to be making decisions on hundreds of people killed, maybe even 1,000 people killed. And what is happening, and as the movie traces several of these, you're having an enormous amount of what Peter Van Buren, one of my favorite observers on this issue, calls moral injury. The harm that comes through essentially the soul of a person when they participate in something they come to realize is morally wrong. So you have a high rate of suicide among drone pilots and people that make decisions on drone, a high rate of alcoholism, of drug abuse, similar to what you see of people in the battlefield happening to people who are sitting in an office somewhere deciding on life or death. So all in all, the drone program is a grotesque miscarriage of justice. The U.S. government acts as judge and jury and executioner all in one, with no evidence presented that the victims are terrorists or not. It's counterproductive. It injures our soldiers, the men and women in uniform. It injures the civilians in the CIA who are involved in carrying out the program. It creates more terrorism than it solves. It will not win wars in places like Yemen, Afghanistan, and Iraq, where the policy itself has no way of winning. The policy of winning is completely impossible to understand. What does winning look like in Afghanistan after 16 years? So adding more drones will not change a bad policy. In fact, it will make a bad policy worse. So let's hope that President Trump somehow has an awakening, a reawakening. Somehow he listens to us saying, if you want to keep us safe, if you want to keep us free, if you want to reduce terrorism, the threat of terrorism around the world, stop droning people. Pull the American troops out of these places. In Syria, the problem is becoming solved, and it's not because of our intervention in Syria. It's despite our intervention. We are causing more harm than we're solving. Let's get out. Let's just go home. Let's focus on our country, and let's return to a non-interventionist foreign policy. I want to thank every one of you for watching us, for tuning in to the Liberty Report, for continuing to support the Liberty Report. Please subscribe, tell your friends to subscribe. Let's build our base. Let's build a movement. Let's work toward a more free and prosperous United States. Thank you. Please tune in again.